This podcast helps you to understand the lives of the rich in Elizabethan society. My name is Sir Edward Phillips. My family are landowners, and we have lived in the village of Montacute since the 15th century. As well as being a landowner, I am a successful lawyer, and in 1580 I became a Member of Parliament. In 1604 I was chosen as Speaker of the House of Commons, and I was knighted. I decided to build a new house on the estate of Montacute to reflect my changing status. It was finished in 1604, and I am pleased with the result. Although Montacute is not the largest of country houses, it has 20 rooms and has large glazed windows at the front. I am pleased with the effect it creates, particularly with the tall carved chimneys. Here at Montacute we have orchards, gardens, and estate farms. These provide a plentiful supply of food. We eat very well by Elizabethan standards. We eat a wide variety of meat and fish, including swan, venison, and pike. We eat off pewter and silver plates, and we serve wine imported from France and Italy with our meals. After the main meal, we might have a banquet consisting of sweet marzipan and sugar confections. Some of my friends have built banqueting houses in their gardens for this part of the meal. My wealth comes from the land. I think about 2% of the population are landowners like me, and we own half the land in the country. Although my estates may not be as large as those of a duke, an earl, or a baron, I still make enough money from my estate to afford not to work. Although I might own lots of land, I also have political power. In fact, many people from the gentry have jobs such as justices of the peace or, as in my case, members of parliament. It is a great responsibility, and as members of the gentry, it is expected that we will help the Queen govern. It is our duty to enforce Her Majesty's law. People can better themselves, though. Successful lawyers and merchants sometimes buy land and therefore enter into our world. It is possible to become an Elizabethan gentleman even if you are not born into the landed gentry.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History, Dynamic Learning, and is copyright Hodder & Stoughton.